Hello, family. Thank you for joining us in the Propaganda Factory today. It is currently 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. By the time you hear this, some of our breaking news reports may have changed or been updated, but that doesn't take away from some of the other facts that we provide in the podcast. So just a very quick overview with some of the breaking news that we have. We have Nintendo announcing that the pre-orders for the Switch 2 will be delayed in the United States due to the increased tariffs on Japan. I repeat, the Nintendo Switch 2 pre-order, which I don't know about everyone, but this kind of hits personally for me. My children have Switches, and I love playing the Switch with my family, and I was looking forward to the Switch 2. I know it's a little more pricey, but you know, as an industrious young lad with a, you know, burgeoning professional career, I thought it was going to be okay to splurge a little bit and buy that for my family. But looks like it will not be available this coming June in America. Of course, things can change. We are also, if you did not see the news today, that China is retaliating. China is initiating retaliatory tariffs on us. China is matching our tariffs of 34% with their 34%, and they're putting trade restrictions on critical minerals that they, you know, that only the Chinese really export to us. So some very significant supply chain developments that we are seeing here. Just to pivot very quickly, because now that I have figured out that I can cut these audios, cut these videos, because I'm using TikTok Live right now to cut this audio. But now that I've figured out that it's really just this easy, and I can create content and create podcasts and be able to communicate with y'all in a much faster way, I'm gonna be changing the way that I'm putting out the podcast content. Not only are we gonna have the long form interviews, but I also look to do sort of news updates, whether that's breaking, maybe a little bit of expansion in the afternoon. So maybe I'm thinking during the day some breaking, during the afternoon some expansion, and then sprinkle in the interviews and some of our other material as we go along. So we're really building quite an interesting machine here. Again, the Propaganda Factory, I want to point out first and foremost that we are doing this for money. We're not doing this to come ask you for money. We're not doing this to beg you for money. We don't even necessarily need your subscriptions. They do help when you subscribe via Facebook, via TikTok. They do help. But realistically, we are making money from engagement. We are making money from our core followers engaging us. We're making money from the Elon simps and the landlord wannabes and the MAGA bots. And we farm their engagement. And soon we will be packaging up this revenue and sending it to our core subscribers. We're doing that in a few different levels, with 100 subscribers being capped, and then 1,000 subscribers, and probably 10,000 subscribers. And essentially what we're doing is we're going to be taking you on as independent contractors into our company, and then allowing you to access in some of our revenue share. Now you will, it's a taxable event, so you will have to pay taxes on all of this. We'll be providing you with tax documentation. We're going to be asking our core subscribers to LLC. If they're deemed eligible for revenue share, we're going to ask that they LLC, because we do not want your social security number or anything like that. And so we are launching a leftist organization and trying to show that through praxis, we're not all losers. You know, I feel like part of the problem with this, the communism, is that we try to sell. And it's a hard sell. It's a hard sell because we're going against 100 years of American propaganda. So selling communism is a hard sell. And so we have to figure out a way to bring people in. And I think one of the easiest ways to do that is to show people, hey, look, we're operating something in a way that is not fully communist, but it just goes to show you a taste of how things can be in the future. We're distributing the equity in a little bit different way, a creative way, and we're bringing a new approach to the problem. And, you know, for me as a leftist creator, the reason I chose to go this path is because I always found it strange that these people were like online, and once all the monetization happened on Facebook and all the other platforms, I know that they're making money. So like I was making some amount of money. I knew that they were making money. And I believe me, I do not in any way, shape, or form want to demonize or talk down about anyone else's financial situation because frankly, everyone out here is trying to survive. These billionaires are coming for us every day. And so if they were using the money to survive, that's perfectly fine because I was doing that at first too. But as I progressed in my career a little bit personally, I tried to decide how can I use this money in a way that will be impactful, to offer some fundamental change. Conclusion that I got from that, it wasn't mutual aid, even though in some way this is mutual aid. Direct mutual aid is different, and if I was just doing that, I don't feel like that business model would be sustainable because it's not encouraging people to plug in. There's already so many mutual aid sources out there, and when we look fundamentally at the energy that people have right now, they want action. They want a way to fight back. The people right now want someone that's going to go out there and say, listen, I will do anything you want me to do if it means we could fight back against these billionaires. And for me, the start of that is this propaganda machine to come to you on all platforms on our new podcast platform that I am so proud. If you're listening right now on our podcast platform, please give us a 5-star because this is just the beginning. And where this medium will take us, the world only knows. With our new TikTok platform, where we already have 16,000 sick left radicals, culminating, itching, ready, chomping at the bit to liquidate the billionaires, our fiery movement that's spreading like flames on Teslas, spontaneously combusting in these dealerships and in these parking lots. We have a cumulative 170,000 people on Facebook, between our Memes That Can Save the World page and our Propaganda Factory page. And just with that, our movement is overwhelming. Every day we are meeting new people who want to engage, whether that be they want to run, whether that be they want to participate, they want to contribute, they want to help us develop. It is overwhelming what we are experiencing right now. We're booking up interviews for the podcast in record speed. We're booking out weeks in advance already. And when we're coming in and throwing in this more regular speaking and these more regular updates, I feel like that in and of itself is also going to bring a whole new level to the experience. He did not join. It's actually no problem. I will answer your question. I do have a career or job profession. Professionally, I am a chemist. A scientist. I do various types of things, quality control, audits, analytics, all kinds of things. That is my professional job. I also am a propagandist. I make money from creating content, and I create that content with a specific purpose, through the Propaganda Factory, a company that we're launching. We're going to be publishing a book, hopefully by the end of the year. It is a black horror taking place in the Deep South, which discusses some of the racial calamities that have occurred in these areas that have set, people back for generations. So we're looking to be publishing that soon. And I'm starting a Discord. Our Discord is so we can bring our TikTok radicals and our Facebook radicals together in one place, a neutral place. And we also have some different areas for our core subscribers so that we can do the workshops for our and allow them to have more of an active role, especially when we're bringing them in as contractors. We're going to want their input on some of our items because, for example, our contractors will be issuing out a call for groceries. So every month we're going to have standing orders for groceries. And essentially what we're going to be doing is saying, hey, look, we need you to take pictures of your grocery basket and of your grocery receipt. We need that 4 times. By you doing that, we will pay you for the content that you provide to us. We will 1099 you at the end of the year. And so you save all your little receipts because you're producing content for somebody and you write that off against your W-2 income. You consult with the tax professional to make sure that everything is on the up and up. But you're essentially in the content business, and I am going to be paying you as my vacation. Guess what? You can write it off. You can travel. You can write off your lodging. You can write off. It's the exact same concept as Mr. Beast buying a Lamborghini and putting it on a train track. So, with all of that being said, we're going to go ahead and end this episode of the Propaganda Factory right here. This is Memes That Can Save the World coming to you with intent to make the working class lives better and make the billionaire lives worse. Liquidate the billionaires, liberate the food, feed the people. It's time. We're hungry. We're ready. Thank you, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. If I don't come to you over the weekend, we will be here Monday for sure. I'm thinking we may have an interview lined up for Monday. We have a hole in the schedule, and we're trying to bring up a quick impromptu guest. But regardless of what happens, we're going to be providing you with the most premium working class propaganda every day. So thank you for all of your support, all of your love, all of your engagement. Propaganda Factory episode ending now.